All right, folks. We are back live, doing a little extra 5 minutes into overdrive here with Kurt Haskell. And he really is a hero for telling the truth, sticking to his guns, being proven correct, going up against the globalists. He has a show twice a week on Blog Talk Radio, the Kurt Haskell Show. Their website is Haskell Family. In fact, tell us specifically about the radio show and about the website, the proper address, Kurt.
Oh, sure. I have a blog talk show on blogtalkradio.com Thursday and Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern for an hour. I created it. It's a totally nonprofit show for those of you insinuating that I did it to make money. It's not true. It's nonprofit. I don't accept any advertising, and it was formed to let other people that have been disenfranchised with the media discuss topics about government corruption. So something your listeners might also be interested in. And, of course, the underwear bomber story I've been documenting on my wife's blog all along since Christmas Day 2009 at HaskellFamily.blogspot.com. If you want to read my blog post going back to the start and seeing how everything has come out bit by bit and how my attitude towards this has changed, that would be a good way to do it.
Well, that was my next point. You've gotten a lot more hardcore now coming right out and saying clearly, you know, they gave him the dud bomb. That fits the MO, and that's what all the facts show. But briefly getting into this other gentleman on the plane.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there was a man that filmed the whole incident from before it started until after it ended, and he has kind of just gone into the woodwork. No one wants to talk to him. By the way, Alex, I have his phone number, address, and email address if you want to try and talk to him. I haven't had any luck. I've contacted him a couple of times, and all I get back is a response from his attorney. But I know who he is, and if you want to contact him, let me know, and I'll provide his info to you.
Yes, when we go to break, stay there. I'm going to get the name and number now, and we'll start calling him. Tell us briefly, we've got about a minute or two left, what you saw.
What I saw in what regard?
I mean, with the second gentleman.
Okay, now I didn't see the cameraman because my view of him was blocked by the bathroom, but what other passengers have said is before the attempted bombing happened, he whipped out a camcorder and started filming. He filmed all the way through it until after it ended, and mind you, this is in the middle of a terrorist attack as our plane is burning. It's bombed and blow up, but it started a fire, and everyone on the plane thought our plane was going down and we're going to die, so it's highly suspicious that someone would whip out a camcorder, film it all the way through, not put it down, and not only that, but he pulled it out before the incident started. So it's highly suspicious, especially if you look at it in the context of all this other evidence that we have.
This would point towards a government handler who wants to have the video to scare folks even more on the news and to also help them in the court case.
Well, it's highly suspicious. Again, I don't know what person in their right mind, when you think you're going to die, whips out a camcorder. It's just incomprehensible.
Well, some people might do that, but if he's videotaping beforehand, maybe there's a reason for it. Maybe, you know, he's a wonderful guy. But the whole thing is very, very suspicious, Kurt, and it's clear we're going to need to talk to you again about this very, very soon as the trial of the underwear bomber unfolds. We really want to thank you for all you've done, and folks should check out the Blog Talk Radio Show, and they should also check out the Haskell Family blog. And we're going to put you on hold as this segment ends and get the name and number of the supposed video person. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's fine. Yeah, I think, you know, if any of your listeners are skeptical as to my story at all, I would just encourage you to look at all the evidence. There's a damning amount of evidence that shows that my position is actually correct. So don't just look at one piece or two. There's at least 30 different bits of evidence, which I gave to Amy Lang as evidence that she requested, Amy Lang being the Fox 2 reporter of the clip that you aired earlier. So there's a great deal of evidence supporting my position on this. The government story is nonsensical, contradictory, and just a flat-out lie.
Well, Kurt, you've done an incredible job. I don't even know why you're being defensive a little bit. I mean, you're a hero. You've been totally proven right. And so what if disinfo people try to lie about you? Folks should go to the website, see the facts for themselves. You and your wife and other witnesses are spot on. And we salute you for defending the liberties of this republic. Stay with us.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here live. We also, of course, come back live Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Okay. There have been big developments on the WikiLeaks front, WikiLeaks being used to put out retreaded Pentagon lies about WMDs in the hands of terrorists, similar to what the Office of Special Plans put out because they couldn't get the main CIA to lie, so they created a special office in the Pentagon that then put out lies about nuclear weapons and high-tech chemical and biological weapons in Iraq. And these latest leaks, and WikiLeaks admits they've put out less than 2% of what they've got, and it's basically internal echo chamber propaganda that is given out to even mid-level Pentagon brass and the State Department. It is the internal cult Kool-Aid that the military-industrial complex issues. And Paul Joseph Watson and Kurt Nemo have both done detailed reports on this. And I saw some of the comments and the articles, and people said, well, Watson's got an article out saying this is a bombshell from WikiLeaks because it shows 9/11 stand down. And then Kurt Nemo's got an article over here saying that this is basically verifying and confirming that WikiLeaks is putting out government disinformation. Well, both Kurt is right and both Watson are right. This is very sophisticated, and Watson's hitting it from one angle, and and Kurt's hitting it from another. And I'll try to basically bring those two perspectives in. I agree with both perspectives. On stories this big, this complex, there's different facets of all of it. And what we attempt to do here is cover all the little pieces and then give you the larger picture, or at least have discussions about the larger lay of the geopolitical land so that you can make your own decisions from that. But I want to talk about the history of WikiLeaks and who's involved with it and the fact that it does have George Soros's right-hand man funding it. Julian Assange has attacked 9/11 Truth and said he doesn't like it. And now what he's released selectively on the surface bolsters the official story. But then hidden in plain view, it admits what was big news at the time, that the FBI in at least seven states, from California to Minnesota, from Florida to New York, Texas, Oklahoma, in Phoenix, in Minneapolis, St. Paul, in Oklahoma City, in Miami, in Pensacola, everywhere. The hijackers were trained at U.S. bases. The hijackers had U.S. passports. The hijackers, according to the Toronto Star and Mr. Springman, the head of the visa section of the Saudi Arabian main visa office for the State Department, we've had him on. He talked to his colleagues. They confirmed that you'd have the hijackers going to Malaysia for summits and going to Saudi Arabia for summits and then trying to fly back into the U.S., and they'd be flagged as terrorists, and they wouldn't give them visas. And then they'd get a phone call from the State Department and saying the CIA has told us to give them their visas into the U.S. They're not really terrorists. They're working for us. Well, it's the same thing with the underwear bomber. A year and a half ago, two Christmases ago, I guess not quite a year and a half ago, Christmas 2009. I mean, we had the eyewitnesses, the Haskells, both lawyers. They're married, and they see a sharp-dressed man arguing with the people at the gate saying, get Mutalib on. Mutalib is disheveled, looks like he's drugged. They get him on the plane. There's a handler on the plane videotaping the entire flight, constantly videotaping Mutalib. There's this pop in the plane and some smoke. They land the aircraft. They say they find other bombs. Haskell witnesses all of this. He comes out. The FBI says he's wrong. Then other witnesses that were on the aircraft and say, yes, this all happened. And then 2 months after that, February of 2010, a year ago now, it comes out that the undersecretary of the State Department, Mr. Kennedy, says, yes, don't blame me for this. Yes, yes, we did get him the visa. Yes, we did help get him on the aircraft. We were asked to do it by an unnamed U.S. intelligence agency. I mean, this is all on record. Where is the congressional investigation? It's the same thing on 9/11. You've got government agencies funding these people, FBI credit cards, living in houses of FBI informants, being protected. You've got actor James Woods, and this later came out that the FBI was aware of this, with Muhammad Atta and the other supposed hijackers doing drills, just like the State Department, the CIA, and the ATF, and now Homeland Security does, and the Air Marshals. They try to smuggle bombs on. What happened a few months ago with that German flight that had the bomb on it? Turned out it was a drill, but they ran with the story, bomb found, and 2 days later, back of the paper, oh, it was a drill. And so this is how private intelligence agencies, government intelligence agencies, within the rest of government, so the rest of government isn't aware, stage events in many cases. We know the government of England was running drills, and this is admitted, BBC, ITN, we've played the clips here. Peter Powers, former head of PR for Scotland Yard with Visor Consultancy, is hired to run a drill that day of the exact trains and exact bus bombed at the exact same time and place. That is impossible. And he got out in the open and said, oh, it's quite curious. We're running the drill at the exact place and exact time. It's quite amazing, quite unbelievable. It's the same MO over and over and over again. And they get these young students, and they tell them, here's backpacks, do the drill. And some of them figured it out and ran, so they were machine gunned at the Canary Wharf. That came out in the news. The police were hunting them down, killing them. They killed other witnesses, execution style, like the Brazilian man who witnesses said the police came up, this is days after, sat on him in front of everybody, held him down, and then shot him 17 times in the head. Executed him. And you've got Colonel Stephen Butler at the Defense Language School of Monterey, California, coming out and saying the government was behind this attack in a letter to the editor. I call up his home. Back in the day, then I was doing a lot of my own producing, and I said, please come on. Some woman in the background was saying, no, don't go on that show. We're being threatened. And he said, I'm sorry, I can't talk. Then they threatened to court-martial him if he didn't shut up. And what did he say? The government was behind it, and he said that the hijackers were trained at military bases, and he had seen them. It goes on and on. I've got Newsweek reported hijackers trained at U.S. military bases. And this is all information I covered in Road to Tyranny and previous films. Perhaps we should bring all that information back and show it to people and then ask you, the listeners, these are facts. The government's getting the Talib on the plane, the underwear bomber. Anwar al-Awlaki, who's admittedly secretly dining at the Pentagon, source Fox News, Associated Press, it's not denied. Good people inside the Pentagon last year leaked this information. The Pentagon did not deny the authenticity of the leaks. I mean, I can go through hundreds of these points. And what did it say? 2 months after 9/11, the number three guy in Al-Qaeda, he's arguably number one today under Osama bin Laden and al-Qaeda, was at the Pentagon having meetings with the Secretary of the Army and the top brass. Now that's admitted fact, and it's the same in every case. The head of the 7/7 bombings, a SWAT. This even came out on Fox News. This even came out in the London Telegraph. He was admittedly MI6 running the operation and was protected and allowed to leave the country and even come back in when it was on the news that he was the mastermind. This goes on and on and on and on. And who is Anwar al-Awlaki, the CIA lackey? Who is he? He's the guy who the government and the media tells us ran the Fort Hood shooter, ran the underwear bomber, ran the shoe bomber, ran the Times Square bomber. For 2 years, he was reportedly in daily contact with the Army psychiatrist who shot up Fort Hood, Major Hassan. And when the Congress said, we want to see those emails, the CIA declared national security. How did they declare national security over the legislative branch of government? That's the real government, if anything, is in this out-of-control bureaucracy. And they said national security. But, yes, he was under the control of Anwar al-Awlaki. I mean, this is all on record. And now WikiLeaks comes out and says, oh, my gosh, new evidence of the support teams and the casing teams for the hijackers. And it turns out the CIA and other agencies knew, and people in the hotel rooms had broken in to their rooms and looked at their maps and their plans. Well, yeah, that's what the FBI from California to Florida, from New York to Michigan, from Oklahoma to you name it, they were putting memos in. They're planning to hijack jets, probably fly them into the World Trade Center. Let us bust them. Let us stop them. These flight schools are all suspicious. You will not do anything about them. You will do nothing. And then you've even got actor James Woods watching them do a drill of taking over the plane in front of him, saying it was like they were practicing for hijacking 2 weeks before 9/11. He tries to warn people and is told to shut up. And the list goes on and on and on. And that's just one area of who are these hijackers. Then you get into NORAD stand downs. Then you get into the U.S. troops massed in and around Afghanistan. Bush signs a launch order to attack Afghanistan the day before 9/11. It goes on and on. And now WikiLeaks comes out and tries to bolster that story, but within it, you see the real story of how the FBI now claims they're running around the Middle East, now trying to capture these men because they know their names. But it turns out the government knew about this day one. Of course, they ordered these people not to be tracked down, just like they can't get Osama bin Laden. And then you look at the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt and what's happening now. And who are they working for? The CIA.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633. Or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Peter Kranchnabel from Midas Resources, February 2nd, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,338.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,373.33, $686.66 for a half ounce, and $343.33 for a quarter ounce. $1,373.33, $686.66, and $343.33.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore, trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support of the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I've teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter-ounce pure gold coin. For only $390 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new SightGlass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Here's what I want to do. I want to throw the phone number out. Wide open phones on any subject you want to discuss, but obviously the big focus for myself today is the situation in Egypt. We're going to be going over the latest developments there. And WikiLeaks, the 9/11 data dump they've put out, re-energizing the fear-mongering about al-Qaeda having dirty bombs, the terrorists having nukes, high-tech chemical and biological weapons. And we do have Kurt Haskell, the attorney, who's been completely vindicated, and everything he said has been proven to be 100% true, joining us in the last 30 minutes of the broadcast today. But the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And we will get you up and on the air today. In fact, coming up in the next segment. But getting into the WikiLeaks situation, here are the fear-mongering headlines, just some of them. WikiLeaks, FBI hunts the 911 gang, the 9/11 gang that got away. The FBI has launched a manhunt for a previously unknown team of men suspected to be part of the 9/11 hijackers, the Telegraph can disclose. And that's the latest WikiLeaks documents that have been released going back to 2001 and then reissued another government report last year. But they were not previously unknown. When you read the article and you read the new WikiLeaks documents, it states that the CIA knew all about this. Well, we know they knew, and that the government ordered the FBI to stand down. The FBI agents went public. It was on the cover of Newsweek and Time magazine and Kathleen Rowley and Sybil Edmonds, the FBI translator, who was listening on the day of 9/11. And she had a federal gag order put on her, but she broke that about a year and a half ago and said, the government's running narcotics, there's private contractors involved, they're running white slaves, that means sex slavery, and they were commanding al-Qaeda on the day of 9/11. That's what she said in court. In court. And we have the clear image from all the other reports that this is confirmed. So they have this article going, oh boy, this shows how real 9/11 was. This shows there were these other hijackers that were supporting them and casing things and doing all this. And the government now suddenly is, you know, this has been released through WikiLeaks, that this was previously unknown. But it's previously unknown to the FBI. The rest of the intelligence agencies knew exactly what was going on. And that just fits into the larger history of that ongoing cover-up. Another report here, WikiLeaks, tensions in the Middle East and Asia has direct potential to lead to nuclear war. See? We've got to continue to be in the Middle East. We've got to continue all these wars. Oh, isn't it terrible now that all this is happening? Oh, things are unstable. And then Obama comes out yesterday when we weren't sure whether Hosni Mubarak was going to give the speech saying that he would step down in September and that his son would not try to be the new dictator, the new Western installed dictator. And Obama comes out and says, it's time for you to step down. Fully showing the policy of the people that run this government is to betray their henchman, who's a terrible guy. But now who do they have waiting in the wings? The Muslim Brotherhood, admittedly MI6 controlled, radical Muslims saying they want to overthrow Saudi Arabia, they want to overthrow Yemen, they want to overthrow and set up an Islamic State in Cairo, they're in the capital of Egypt, that they want to overthrow the globalist ally Jordan. They want radicals in there. They want, if they don't have the Soviet Union, it's going to be a Muslim threat. And then they get to have the trillion-dollar defense budgets. They get to set up a domestic police state. They end up fighting the radical Muslims. And these countries, globalist installed, can then churn out armies of real terrorists, that is, people that fight the West. And you can have the clash of civilizations. And they always, the globalists always set things up where morally it makes you want to support it. Oh, WikiLeaks, they're trying to shut down the free press and leakers. There'll be no freedom of the press if we don't stand with Assange. So you're forced to say, don't arrest Assange, don't do this because they're pushing for an internet kill switch. But then it turns out Assange is being fed this data, supported by George Soros' henchmen, and is continually putting out things that bolster the official globalist line. So you've got to support WikiLeaks in that he shouldn't go to jail. And it's good to have transparency, but it's a selected transparency where they're only releasing internal propaganda reports now to the general public to push their official lie. But those are so flimsy that even within them, the government's spinning and of, oh, look how bad the al-Qaeda threat is. See, it's real. But then right there it admits the government knew and was protecting them. So when you look at this, Paul Watson's hitting it from the angle of WikiLeaks bombshell points to 911 stand down. And Kurt hits it from the other accurate angle of latest round of WikiLeaks docs hype manufactured terror. And we'll get into the latest, what's happening with Egypt, and then your phone calls, and then the economy, and kids getting kicked out of school for spitballs, and everything else.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendovite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space.
Situation. Also, the record cold and snow blanketing much of the Northeast. Rolling blackouts ordered by government around the country. Turned out with California and Enron, they would internally cut off power routinely, and they said that created the perception that there wasn't enough power and that people would then accept higher prices. I don't know if that's the case here, but just amazing to see much of Austin without power with rolling blackouts where I live because it froze last night and there are a few patches of ice on bridges. Just incredible to see how paralyzed we become and how addicted to this infrastructure and how dependent on it we are. Also, obviously, Anderson Cooper attacked by supposed Hosni Mubarak supporters. We're going to be going over all of that. But I was on Mancal Muller's syndicated radio show this morning, as I am every Wednesday, for about 30 minutes every Wednesday. And he said, come on, Alex. And he had his brother on the show, and he had a woman whose fiancé died on 9/11. And he said, come on, Alex, you're a truther. How despicable. I like a lot of what you do and say, but this is just terrible. You know, how can you say George W. Bush basically had a plunger in the basement of the White House and did this? And that's not what we're saying. We're saying the people that run our government admit they staged the Gulf of Tonkin to get us into Vietnam. The people that run our government have declassified that they staged hundreds and hundreds of bombings under Operation Gladio alone in Europe to blame on their political enemies. And he said, oh, don't change the subject. Let's talk about 9/11. And I said, wait a minute. If a bank robber who's been in jail for 10 years is released and he's got a certain physical appearance, white hair, white beard, 65 years of age, and drives a red pickup truck, and a week after he gets out of prison, in the area where he's been released, a bank gets robbed by a 65-year-old guy driving a red pickup truck with a gray beard and gray hair, it doesn't mean he did it. But that's the first person the cops are going to visit. That's the first person the FBI is going to go visit. I mean, if we have a government that admittedly has staged terror attacks or funded terrorists and allowed them to attack, they have different variants of it, over and over again, how do you not then look at that and see how they've used 9/11 to take our liberties, to take our freedoms, to set up a police state, to lie about WMDs? That's a false flag. Iraq could nuke us in 45 minutes. England's in danger. He's got nukes. And it turns out they lied about that. They weren't mistaken. They lied about that. And then you look at who is Saddam Hussein, a guy trained by the CIA in 58, a guy put into power in 1979, a guy told to attack Iran, a guy told to go ahead and attack Kuwait. And then now what have they installed there? A more oppressive system in Iraq, more death, more bondage. The globalists have a public strategy of deindustrializing any country they can or stopping a nation from becoming industrialized. And that's been happening in Egypt, and so they want to get rid of Hosni Mubarak, their old dictator, just like they wanted to get rid of Saddam Hussein. And who do they put in? They're admittedly saying there's going to be a coalition government with the Muslim Brotherhood and this El-Baradei character, who's admittedly a top UN official, with the head of the Atomic Energy Agency formerly, a top globalist, and who's been sometimes buddy-buddy with Iran. And you've got the Muslim Brotherhood in press releases saying, we will overthrow Saudi Arabia, we will overthrow Jordan, we will overthrow Egypt, and we will put in an Islamic regime. And then I see Republicans on the air going, oh my gosh, the Muslim Brotherhood, Obama must be a Muslim, he's trying to get us. This is, well, you Republicans should be happy. This is the Zbigniew Brzezinski under Carter, and then the George W. Bush, who Herbert Walker Bush, who was really running things under Reagan. This has been the continued policy. They don't want modern buildings and factories and power, electrical power, and wealthy populations that can support a growing population in the Middle East. They don't want secular governments in there. They want a bunch of people running around, with big beards, with their wives chained up, and all of that oppression. They're bringing the radical Muslims into the U.S. They're bringing them into Europe. And they're empowering them to bully mainline cultured people who happen to be Muslim. And it's a way to demonize Muslims. And it's a way to scare Westerners into giving up their liberties in the name of fighting the Muslim threat. Harkening back to the Crusades, when the Muslims would invade and the Christians would invade, back and forth fighting with each other. While the globalists sit above the United States, sit above Europe, sit above the Middle East, and are playing us off against each other. Here's an analogy. One of the old James Bond movies, I forget the name of it, but the head of the evil, sinister chaos or specter group, I forget the name, is meeting on his yacht with some of his assassins, and he's working with private terror groups, private contractor groups, who want to cause economic crises so they can profit from it. And, of course, those books were all written by a former OSS high-level spy master / MI6 spy master, Mr. Fleming. So he was really throwing in your face how things really work. And this shadowy guy, you never see his face. He's petting the cat. He's the bankster. And he says, let me explain how things work here. You have your enemies fight each other. Look at the Chinese fighting fish. And he puts three fish in a little tank. And he says, watch the smart one. And the smart one goes over and doesn't get in the fight. And he lets the other two beat each other up. One of them kills the other fish. And after it's exhausted, the smart fish comes over and kills him. See, we are trained to think in terms of America, Egypt, Israel, England, China, Russia. There's globalists setting up a standardized open world government. And they wrote policy papers on this 80 years ago. They had the 10 FEMA regions in 1937 in the New York Times. Bernadine Smith mailed me the actual copy. I've shown it on TV years ago. I wish I could find it in the huge warehouse of papers and videos we've got. If somebody else has a copy, please send it again. I'll show it. Or somebody scan it online. It's the cover of the New York Times. You fold it out, 1937, or was it 36, and there are the 10 regions of America under the global government, and they talk about the 10 global regions under one currency and how the Rockefellers have this great plan for the League of Nations to build this. And it's not called FEMA regions, but it's the exact 10 regions today that are under FEMA and the exact 10 global regions. They got a map of the U.S. and then under it a map of the world. 10 regions per country, 10 regions worldwide controlled by the banks who control the issuance of currency and credit. So, of course, I knew everything that was going to happen. It's not hard. They told us. It'd be like if the police busted some bank robbers again and they found their plans for their next heist. Or let's say the cops find bank robbers' hideout, but they haven't caught the bank robbers. That's a better parable. And they go in and they find written up plans of what banks they're going to rob next. What would smart cops do? They would leave those plans there, not let the bank robbers know they found the hideout, and be waiting at a stakeout at the next place that they were going to rob. Well, I have their entire blueprint. You have their entire blueprint. I mean, in the 70s through the 80s, 90s, CFR, congressional hearings, UN reports, we cover them all the time, openly saying world government. By the 70s, they said, we'll have carbon taxes on all human activity to shut down any industry that we don't control. Then once people are so poor, we'll say, okay, become sterilized and we'll still give you your welfare card. Then we'll put things in their water and their vaccines to kill them slowly so that they don't all notice it once. I mean, we have it all. We have their entire blueprints for what they're doing, and that's what's frustrating about this. If a group openly declares war on free humanity and war on Alex Jones and my family, and war on free speech and private property and the right to self-defense and on my sovereignty of my country that has codified the best laws and systems our world has ever seen, I'm going to defend nationalism. I'm going to defend our republic. Whatever the globalists are for, I'm against. Now, that could just be an easy equation of we know they're bad, and so whatever they're for, we're against. But I intellectually have studied every program, every policy they push, and it's bad for 99.9% of us. And that's what people need to figure out who are on the fence out there. It's time for you to do the research. It's time for you to get involved. It's time for you to find out who the globalists really are. A good place to begin is whatistheendgame.com or endgamethemovie.com. It has a full online document bibliography for every minute of the film. And the film is linked and posted for free right there on the site. $100,000 film I made. It's free. You can buy the DVD if you want it in the highest quality with expanded extras and also support us at InfoWars.com. That's a good place for a new listener to start. End Game Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And it's a 2.5-hour film with nothing but globalists openly announcing world government. Their videos of them saying it, their own documents, the regions, the master plan, how the EU was really set up in 57. The public wasn't told until 2000. They even brag about that now. How we've already merged the North American Union with what they call the Atlantic Union with Europe, and Bush at the Rose Garden saying it. I mean, look, I'm not the brain surgeon here. I'm not the rocket scientist. I'm not the quantum mechanics physicist. I know how to study empires. I know how to study history, and I've studied it, and it's right there telling us what they're doing, and all I'm doing is relaying it to you. All right, I said I'd take your phone calls, and then I'll get into the whole Egypt situation and the WikiLeaks situation and all of it. But Paul Joseph Watson's article is so vital for folks to read It's up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. WikiLeaks bombshell points to 9/11 stand down. And, of course, they hide this in plain view. And people are like, well, then aren't you saying WikiLeaks is good? No, they put this out to try to bolster the myth of all these al-Qaeda people creeping around. But hidden in plain view is the admitted order to not give the FBI this information on 9/11. Then there's the other article, latest round of WikiLeaks docs, Hype Manufactured Terror by Kurt Nemo. Both essential, looking at it from different angles. Meanwhile, the neocons are exploiting fear of the Muslim Brotherhood to push war. Meanwhile, this is continuing the globalist policy that transcends Republican and Democratic parties. Don't you understand? It's now been declassified that our government put Mao Zedong into power in 49. That's even on the History Channel. It's been declassified that in 1917, the U.S. and British government sent over 30,000 people from Brooklyn, New York, with weapons, with a trainload of gold. They shipped it over there and then put it on a train, brought it in to put the Bolsheviks in power. And then Ford and General Motors and all of them built the weapon systems for the Russians. They built the weapon systems for the Nazis because they're bankers. They go to Hitler and say, we'll finance your war machine. They go to Stalin, we'll finance your war machine. And then, oh, there's the Soviet and the Nazi threat. Their allies taking over Poland. We better build up a big army here. And the bankers then bankroll that. And then the bankers play those parts off against each other, just like they're destroying Egypt right now. The stability, a dictatorship, oppressive, low standard of living. But now they're going to get rid of somebody who was modernizing some of the systems and bring in the Muslim Brotherhood run by a UN lackey as they openly chant death to Israel. We're going to overthrow Saudi Arabia. We're going to overthrow Jordan. That's the destabilization campaign, getting the chessboard ready for the next move into a World War III scenario, as we've been saying in the last week, and what now is in the news today. WikiLeaks. Tension in the Middle East and Asia has direct potential to lead to nuclear war. Tension in the Middle East and Asia has given rise to the escalating atomic arms and missile race, which has direct political and potential to lead to nuclear war. Leaked diplomatic documents disclose. Again, tension in the Middle East and Asia have given rise to a escalating atomic arms and missile race, which has the direct potential to lead to nuclear war, leaked diplomatic documents disclose. Well, what did the RAND Corporation 2 years ago say they wanted? A major world war, not just something like Iraq or Afghanistan. This is just the prelude to that, but a massive war, but short of a nuclear war. That's why the grand chessboard centers in and around the Middle East and Central Asia, as Kissinger and Brzezinski have said, because those are places that don't yet have nukes, but where they can still have proxy wars. And it's globalist waging war against free humanity and against sovereign states. And it's meant to further bankrupt societies. And while we're busy giving up our liberties because we're in a war and giving up our tax money because we're in a war, the bankers can move ahead with their new global currency. And they can get their agenda through. And a lot of times I use movie analogies. 10 minutes ago, I used a James Bond movie analogy of the Chinese fighting fish, where there's three fish in the tank. One fish, the smart fish, waits while the other two kill each other, or one kills the other and but now is wounded and weakened, and the other comes in and takes him out. Here's another one. We'll go to break and come back with your calls for at least 30-45 minutes, and I'll get into the details of the news here. But this is all just basic understanding of the general stratagem. Now, it's cheesy, it's goofy, but it's one of the most popular movies out there, and so most people listening understand it. But I remember 5 years ago or whatever it was when Revenge of the Sith, Episode 3 Star Wars came out, seeing major editorials in the New York Times, you name it, saying, we don't understand the plot. Now, this is a movie made for 10-year-olds, but adults couldn't understand it. They said, who is Palpatine working with? The Separatist? The Trade Federation? Count Dooku? The Republic? You know, it doesn't make sense. It made perfect sense. That's how things really work. And George Lucas came out and said at the time at the Cannes Film Festival and said, this is how the world really works. And he said, this is what really happened on 9/11, but didn't elaborate. Now, what do you learn at the end of Episode 3? You've got a senator who hires a criminal group to attack his own planet when the Imperial Senate doesn't respond fast enough, or wasn't an empire yet, when the Republic doesn't respond, he politically comes in and demands more power for the government to go destroy the Trade Federation or kick him off Naboo. Then he gets more power. Then by the second episode, he uses more crises he's staging, terror groups he's funding, to become elected chancellor. Then he launches attacks on the Capitol planet with terror groups he's funded secretly, working for decades, to get them to declare him emperor. Then he says that the Jedi are traitors. They always, Hitler wiped out his SA as soon as he got into power. Stalin did the same thing. They always wipe out those that take him to power, or they wipe out the original police force, and he declares himself the emperor. And enslavement accelerates. But adults watch that and they go, I can't understand this. The emperor is funding people to attack him. This doesn't make sense. Because the emperor, in the end, you learn, was attacking the Republic with the outside enemies to get the Republic to build a command and control system in to get rid of the freedom and the checks and balances so he could take over. Why did Hitler firebomb the Reichstag right after he got elected? Oh, see, I need to take over. We've been attacked. See, I mean, this is done over and over again. So they are destabilizing the Middle East to create the crisis to offer their World War III solution.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I'm going to go ahead and play this Super Bowl Motorola commercial, and then we're going to come back in the next hour and start going to your calls because it's so important. But finishing up with the Revenge of the Sith Episode 3 Star Wars allegory or parable to what's happening today, you've got these coalitions that have been funded covertly by Emperor Palpatine, he's not emperor yet, the head of the Senate, to attack the Republic. So the Republic erects a big police state military grid to counter it. But then he uses that very grid to then enslave the Republic and then wipe out the other people that the banksters had funded and put into place. And that's actually how Emperor Palpatine does it. Back when he's a senator, he goes to the banking guild. I mean, George Lucas knows all this stuff. He goes to the banking guild in episode one, a decade before, and he gets them to finance his robot army to start wreaking havoc. But he's doing it covertly through the occult. The occult means secret. He does it through his private intelligence agencies. And again, adults could not understand it, even though it was a child's movie. It was child level, and they couldn't even understand it. And that's what's happening with the destabilization of the Middle East. That's what's happening with the globalists financing all of America's enemies, building China up, because they then play all these different groups off against each other, because the answer to the tyranny of China we're sold is tyranny here. The answer to the corruption and tyranny of the Middle East is tyranny here. That's how they sell it. Now, shifting gears briefly, this is really shocking. I'm going to have Kurt post it in the next 10, 15 minutes at Infowars.com. This is the rebranding of Big Brother. What's the slogan in 1984? War is peace, freedom is slavery. And they say America and the whole world is under one government, one system, one master plan. See, it's revelation of the method. But they say it's good. And Big Brother is good. 1984 is good. 1984 is freedom. And how many articles, I've been talking about this for a decade, where you see Big Brother's helping. Big Brother isn't so bad. The rebranding of Big Brother. This is changing the Overton window. What you will politically put up with. So they do all these radical, crazy things. TSA sticking their hands down your pants. Checkpoints. Families being trained to tattle on each other just to try to get you to normalize the new system that's coming in. So here is the chilling ad. You'll hear the audio, and for radio listeners, I'll read the text off the screen, but for radio listeners, you can go to Infowars.com, where we're posting this right now, to see it. PrisonPlanet.tv viewers will obviously be able to see it. Here's the new Super Bowl commercial telling you 2011 is 1984, and it's good. This is going to give you freedom. Being under one system is good. Here it is. 2011. See the Earth. And the clock goes back to 1984. The planet has headphones on. 2011 looks a lot like 1984. One authority. One design. One way to work. It's time for more choices. More speed, dual core. HD video. 3G upgrade, more flexibility. More freedom. It's time to explore. Motorola. It's time to live a free life. And the freedom is being surveilled by the smartphones. So it's a multi-layered message. For those that don't understand it, it just conditions them that 1984 means freedom. For those that are awake, you think, oh, I fight back against Big Brother by going under Motorola's control grid. This is, again, more of their mind control. The average person will watch that and won't even understand it. Just like adults can't understand Revenge of the Sith.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.